The Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey, presents everybody's favorite whistle man, Jack Burt.
I'm a whistling. Are you listening? For this pretty little ditty that I'm singing all in rhyme. Hello out there.
Hi, Eddie. This is Jack Birch, Eddie Dern, the Charles Mignotti Trio. All the boys ready to hang out the Monday sunbeams. And they're coming around to see if we can make a good day any better. Now, Angie thinks a bluer sky might help. Yes, sir. Tony would like to add a warmer breeze. But Georgie thinks today's okay the way it is. And he's right, because I have to admit, yes, it's a good day for singing the song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you got to right away, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your rills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day all the time.
Ah, very nice, Jackson. Hey, did you have a good weekend, hey?
Oh, splendid, splendid weekend, hey, Eddie.
What did you do? Hunt, fish, golf?
No, I intended mowing the lawn, but I didn't.
Oh.
And I wanted to paint the garage, but I didn't do that either.
Very interesting. What else didn't you do?
Well, I had a song on the piano that I didn't sing, so I thought I might as well sing it now, I suppose.
I suppose.
Sure, get a lot of work done over the weekend. All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. I guess we've all heard the old saying, experience is the best teacher, haven't we? And today I want to use an actual experience to help explain a subject I talk about from time to time. The subject is paid-for extra prudential insurance, which is really extra insurance added to the amount of your policy through dividends. Now, I've got a letter here from a man in Greenville, South Carolina, and it will show you how valuable this prudential benefit can be. Now, here's the way the letter reads. From time to time, I've been told about the paid-for extra insurance added to prudential policies and couldn't realize that they could mean so much. The total face amount of the policies was $642, but I received over $942. I shall always be a booster of your fine company, and I am enthusiastic in recommending to my friends and neighbors the services of the Prudential. You are privileged to use this letter if it will help others to realize the security and savings afforded by Prudential Life Insurance. Now, friends, why don't you ask your Prudential representative about paid-for extra insurance and see how much your own Prudential protection may have increased.
Here's where the boys intrude. The Mignotti men are in the mood. That was In the Mood, played by the Mignotti Trio. Say, Jack, remember last week how mad I was because on that card from Charlie Mignotti on his vacation, he didn't mention me?
That's right.
Well, I see that you got a card again. I was reading your mail there.
You always do.
Yeah, and he mentioned me.
He did.
Yeah, I didn't get to read it all. Here's the card. It says, Dear Jack, having great luck on my hunting trip here in Alaska.
Yeah.
Yesterday I shot a bear and am having him stuffed. Uh-huh. Which reminds me how is Dunn coming along on his reducing diet. Now, wait a minute. That Mignotti. I hope his igloo falls down on him. That's what I hope.
You do? Yeah. All right, now go away, Eddie. You'll be all right.
Say, friends, I'll bet that each of you has at least one song that means something in your life, haven't you? A heart song that seems written just for you around incidents that might have happened to you alone in your life sometime. Well, sometimes a songwriter gets his inspiration from real life. And the other day I was speaking with a young composer here in town, and he told me the story of how he came to write one of his songs. Seems as though his best friend was engaged to a fine young girl upstate, and one evening the couple had a little quarrel. It didn't amount to much. But when the boy got home, he wrote his girl a note telling her how sorry he was because he knew it was all his fault. And he asked her to answer the note and let him know everything was okay for their usual Sunday date. But she never answered. Now, naturally, the boy was heartbroken but too proud to phone the girl. Now, about a month later, he went through the pockets of his suit before he sent it to the cleaners. And lo and behold, there was his letter unmailed. And that's where the composer came into the picture, and he wrote this song. It tells its own story.
I started by saying I love you, telling the same old tale. I told you before, but I tried to say more in the letter I forgot to mail. I gave you the true explanation, down to the last detail. I said in each line that that the fault was all mine. In the letter I forgot to mail, I'll admit I'm stubborn. Pride got the best of me. So the note that I wrote is still in my coat. Not with you, where it ought to be, because of a misunderstanding. I'll follow a lonely trail, unless you can guess what I had to confess. In the letter I forgot to mail.
And you know, I guess the moral of that is never give a man a letter to mail, ladies.
No, Eddie, not even his own.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
well, what's the matter, Eddie?
My wife gave me a letter this morning. I can't find it, Jack.
Oh, you mailed it, I saw you.
I did? Oh, what a relief. Oh, good.
Yeah, had you dizzy for a moment, didn't they?
You're not kidding.
Well, you just hop up on the merry-go-round and get dizzy again, will you?
Okay, here I go.
Let's go round again, round, round, round again. We'll ride a mare or a polar bear at the county fair on the carousel. Up and down again, round, round, round again. Remember when we would kiss and then go around again on the carousel. Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, bubble gum and candy. If you cling to the little brass ring, then everything is dander. Let's go around again, round, round, round again. Cause I've been told that we'll never grow old on the very merry carousel. On the very merry carousel.
George, you wonderfully started to play the theme, and look what happened.
Don't tell secrets.
No. Say, ladies, are you looking for a cool summertime menu tip? If you are, I'm sure you'd like to serve your family some of our famous and delicious frosted fresh fruitcake. Now, in case you'd like to try it, well, I'll be happy to send you a free copy of this delicious recipe for frosted fresh fruitcake. All you have to do to get your free copy is to drop me your name and address. The name is Jack Birch, in case you didn't know it. And, of course, the network is NBC, New York. Well, folks, we've got to run along. We've enjoyed our Monday visit with you, and we hope that you're going to be around tomorrow, same time, same station, when we come calling again. Until then, this is Jack Birch, Eddie Dunn, the Charles Mignotti Trio. All the boys puckering up and just blowing like mad and going... I'll be whistling. Just keep listening, won't you, friends, for this pretty little ditty.
More fun today. Jack Birch and his boys come to you every weekday, Monday through Friday, sent coast to coast for your listening pleasure by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey. Remember, friends, through the Prudential, you can build for yourself and your family a more secure future. This is Eddie Dunn saying so long for now for Prudential. Prudential. For Jack Birch, and for the shortest 15 minutes in radio.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.